It's happening all over the country. Thanks to virtually undetectable devices, thieves are able to steal all of a card's information in one single swipe.
It's been making headlines for years. Credit card hackers are using high-tech tools and any opportunity to steal your information and your money.
Your bank account could be at risk because of a scam. It is called ATM skimming. Your bank card could be duplicated and then used for purchases without your knowledge.
You've been told to watch out for gas stations, restaurants, online shopping sites. You've been told to use cash when you can.
With their convenience comes a little bit of risk. Skimming devices are making ATMs easy prey for the criminals.
One thief with one skimmer at one ATM can hit hundreds of customers in a single day, draining bank accounts, maybe even yours.
Okay, so you think you're super smart. You heeded the warnings to protect your credit and debit cards. So you head over to the ATM. You need some cash before you go out on the town. It's your bank. You've been here before. You're safe, right? Well, don't move so quickly.
Identity theft has become the top consumer complaint in the U.S. with about 10 million victims every year.
While you're counting your cash, hackers are stealing your data, and they're ready to drain your bank account before you can buy your first drink.
Now, investigators tell me dozens of customers could have had their banking information stolen from this ATM.
A new type of skimmer discovered here in Tampa Bay, designed to steal your money, and it's one that you can't see.
Someone had been tampering with a device here at Chase Bank.
And before you know it, someone's gone on a shopping spree and left you with a massive bill. Just listen to this former credit card thief turned Secret Service agent.
It's very easy, and it's a lot of money. I mean, you can make tons of money. Gas station skimming is one of the easiest and best ways of doing it because it's hidden. It only takes seconds to open it up and put it in there. So this is the reader that would be inside the gas pump, and so you would just swipe it through and it would read it right here.
I'm Kim Commando, America's digital pro, and these are the type of topics I'd like to delve into. This is definitely a podcast you're going to want to share with your friends and family, because I'm going to tell you the ways that hackers are using these ever-changing tricks to get their hands on your money and your identity, even when you think you have the safety of a major bank at your back. As crafty as these hackers are, it's up to you to be aware, to be proactive, and you want to be informed so that this way you're not the next victim. After all, as I like to say, knowledge is power. The days of Bonnie and Clyde are over. Crooks don't need to storm into banks, guns ablazing anymore. We're talking about skimmers, and then there's shimmers and hidden cameras. Those are the tools that they're using now to rip you off. So just how are they using these devices to hack into your accounts? Well, let's start at the very beginning with cameras. I'm not talking about a DSLR course or even your smartphone's camera. I am talking about cameras the size of a pinhole installed on ATMs. These suckers are so small, you can't even see them. They're almost impossible to spot. They're cheap to buy, and criminals can really put them anywhere without the cameras being detected.
So now what the bad guy does is he deploys the ATM and then he puts a camera. Now you see this mirror is designed to thwart shoulder surfing, right? Mm-hmm. So you see the mirror, you know, you look over your shoulder, but really inside here is a small wireless camera. Okay. Okay, and the camera takes a look at the keypad.
So these almost invisible cameras, they let the thieves spy on you and then siphon money from your account.
I used an ATM and I lost $20,000.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. If you can't spot these pinhole cameras, what do you do? Every time you pull up or walk up to the ATM, you just have to assume that someone's watching you. It's really old school to protect yourself. This time, I want you to put your hand or a piece of paper to cover the keypad while you enter in your PIN number or passcode. This might sound like you're being paranoid, but hey, listen, this is your hard-earned money. You want to protect it. Hitting the jackpot at the casino is an amazing feeling. Being victim of jackpotting, not so much. If you've never heard the term jackpotting, it has nothing to do with a slot machine. It's a hacking technique where thieves install malware on an ATM to force it to spit out cash on demand. So it's just like the hacker won the jackpot. Here's how it works. The hacker will often dress as a repair person, scope out an ATM, and usually it's going to be a standalone one. He'll use a medical endoscope to find the internal port of the ATM. Then he can connect up his laptop, and he's going to sync up with that laptop and create a mirror image of the ATM's operating system. Next, they either replace the ATM's hard drive with their own or infect its operating system with malware. And once the malware is deployed, they can remotely control the ATM and force it to spit out cash on demand while appearing it's just out of service. I told you they're super crafty, right? Last month, in just 1 week, 6 attacks were reported, and the thieves got away with, get this, more than $1 million. It's become such a major issue that the Secret Service issued warnings about potential jackpotting attacks on these targeted standalone ATMs that you usually find in casinos, pharmacies, big box retailers, drive-through ATMs, and other places. Listen to the Secret Service agent explain why they're just so incredibly difficult to spot.
It is something that if you don't know what to look for, then you're not going to necessarily know that there's a criminal act taking place. It's not unusual to see somebody working on an ATM, and it's also not unusual to see people at an ATM. So if you see somebody standing in front of an ATM for a longer period of time than they should, maybe it's a good idea to call their local law enforcement.
I know what you might be thinking. Hey, they didn't steal from my personal account. I don't care about that. Well, surely these losses are going to get passed down to the customer somewhere down the line. So let's talk about you now. Shimmers and skimmers. These are tools that allow hackers to get into your personal accounts. It's one of the most effective scams out there.
Credit card fraud is now a $16 billion a year problem in the U.S. alone. Skimmers every day, every hour, stealing your digits.
Let's start at the beginning with something that's called skimmers. Think of a skimmer as, say, identity theft for debit cards. Thieves use an electronic device, a card reader, and they place it right over the ATM's real card slot. Now, here's what happens. When you slide or insert your card, you're sliding your card directly into a counterfeit reader that, in turn, scans and stores all of the information on that really important magnetic strip.
They can use those 16 digits over the phone to place a phone order. They can use them online to plug it into a website, or they can actually clone a card. They can burn the information onto a blank ATM or credit card and use that out in the wild.
And I know what you're thinking. Well, Kim, that's one thing. They still don't have my PIN number. Ha ha. Well, that's where the pinhole cameras that I spoke about earlier come into play.
When criminals set up a skim-scam, there's generally two parts of the scam. One would be a small wireless camera behind this mirror. This takes video footage of the keypad as you're punching in your PIN code. In addition to the camera, of course, is the skimming device. The skimming device fits on the face of the ATM, so when you swipe your card through, it grabs the information off of the back of the magnetic strip.
If the hackers don't use a camera, they may use a fake keypad to get your PIN number. Like the skimmer, skimming keypads fit right over the real keypads, just like a glove. So you want to check to see if the keypad is sticking up just a little bit from the surface. That's a red flag.
So when I pulled on it, I just pulled a little harder and the whole thing came off. I check every ATM, every gas station, anywhere there's going to be a card reader. I check.
Not too long ago, NBC's Nightline spoke with Robert Cicilano, a cybercrime expert who says the chips really don't help very much.
Unfortunately, when it comes to stealing credit card information, it's as easy as swiping a card in any skimming device.
Credit card companies and banks tried to fight the skimmer scam by adding chips to our cards.
Even if a consumer has a chip card, it doesn't make a difference because all ATMs here in the U.S. still use the magnetic stripe.
But wait, there's always more. They can always figure something bad out. Yes, the hackers and the bad guys came up with something that's now called shimmers. Yep, shimmers are the new skimmers, and they can steal both magnetic stripe data and chip data from credit and debit cards. This is really bad stuff. See what I mean? Hackers are relentless and always looking for a better way to steal from you, to take your money. All right, back to shimmers. They fit inside an ATM or card reader slot. They are paper-thin, credit card-sized devices. So picture it like this. When you slide your card in, The shimmer is sandwiched between the ATM reader and your card, so it intercepts everything. Shimmers are embedded with a microchip and flash storage, which allows them to directly access your card's EMV chip and get your card number and even the PIN number. After you've used the ATM, the thief will return, insert a specially designed card, and download all of your information. And while it's really hard to clone your actual chip card, they can create a magnetic strip card to use anywhere. Secret Service agent Michael Sermitis spoke about it on CBS This Morning. Take a listen.
They would download the information and put it on a duplicate card, either a gift card or another credit card they have, where they would download the information onto this magnetic strip, and they're able to use it for any type of fraudulent purchases.
Skimming is still alive and well, and it will continue to be alive and well as long as that magnetic stripe is still in the back of our cards.
And because these new devices are so small, they're not limited to gas stations and ATMs. You can expect to see them popping up at grocery stores and other retail locations, especially the ones that offer self-checkout. You also need to watch out for dishonest employees of a restaurant or store who may have handled shimmers that you'll just never see.
Really, anyone could be carrying out these crimes. CBS spoke with the Assistant Director for Investigations at the U.S. Secret Service.
They could be sitting next door behind a keyboard there, or they could be on the other side of the world, quite frankly. One of the things that cybercrime, credit card fraud, and the like has made it easy for is the kind of person that doesn't have to actually go out and break into your house. The advance we make, the criminal is able to find a way very often to perpetrate their crime and to continue their effort. So it's always a game back and forth.
So what's our takeaway here? I mean, we can't be internet hermits. Credit and debit cards aren't going away either. And hackers will never stop trying to find a way to get our money. So really, it's up to you. We have to do everything in our power to make it nearly impossible for them to succeed. Here are six things you want to do every single time you step up to the ATM. Number one, shield your PIN number anytime you type it in. Number two, check for false covers. Just look around. Try to pick things up. While you're doing that, step number three, inspect card readers for any tampering. And if you can, if at all possible, stay away from standalone ATMs too. That was number four. Number five, I know a lot of people don't like to do it, but you just should. You have to check your bank statement frequently. And you want to be particularly concerned about any little charges that you might see. If you see any of those, just get a new card number. And finally, number six, if you ever find yourself a victim, report it to your bank and also the police immediately.
Technology is amazing. But as it grows, it can be used in, well, criminal ways. From credit card scams to data breaches, we need to learn how to keep our information on lockdown. And we need to stop hackers before we become victims. Beyond searching for cameras, skimmers, and shimmers, there are other ways to make a hacker's job more difficult. For starters, make sure that you keep all of your devices updated. You want to always have the latest patches. And don't forget to update the firmware, too. I did a really important podcast that if you haven't listened to it yet, you really should. It was all about how Russians are tapping into our home routers. Because if the Russians are tapping into your home router, they have access to every single thing on your network. Just think about that. Every device, every password, every username, everything. You can find my podcast about Russians tapping into your home router on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Next up, make sure you have a unique passcode, not four digits, not even six. Come up with something so unique, even your closest family members, they would never guess it. And also use the tools at your disposal. We have facial scans, thumbprints, and patterns. And if you haven't already, run a test on your firewall. You want to make sure that it's truly doing its job, that it's working. And if you don't know how to do that, head over to commando.com and search for free firewall test. I'll take you through the steps to make sure that it's all secure. And you know about this, so just a reminder, don't click on unsolicited links or emails or ads. You always want to go through a verified source. And keep your eye out for ransomware. Hackers are still out using this in full force. Brian Krebs is a well-known cybercrime fighter. He's the author of the book Spam Nation. And a little interesting background on him. He wasn't really this tech guru. He didn't study computer science. But in 2001, his home network was breached by Chinese hackers. And that's when he began his mission
to inform everybody about security and data breaches. In the 15-plus years that he's been outing hackers, he says that their goals are the same, but their tactics, they just keep changing. He spoke about it at a recent Consumer Electronics Show.
So there have been a number of criminal crimeware packages, if you will, that make it sort of a plug-and-play operation for would-be cyber criminals to deploy this stuff. And so a lot of it gets deployed, as I said, via opportunistic attacks. So, you know, it used to be when the fraudsters would get on your network or on a computer, they would harvest the passwords and they would put a bot on there, maybe turn it into a spam bot and stuff like that. These days, you know, a large percentage of the time, I think, I don't have empirical data, but my guess is if they're, when they get that access, they're uploading CryptoLocker. Because, it, you know, I think there was a, they took down an operation, a CryptoLocker operation. It was a global law enforcement and security company effort. And they got a look at how many of these organizations actually paid the ransom or how many individuals. And it was a pretty small percentage. I think it was like 3 or 4%. But think about that. 3 or 4% response rate? That's pretty good, especially if you're asking for $300 or $1,000 per victim, and you're victimizing tens of thousands of organizations. So part of the reason that I think we're seeing an increase in ransomware attacks is because it's easy, and it's a sort of a cookie-cutter way for these guys to make money.
So now you're armed with knowledge. And if you do all of those steps, the odds of you becoming a victim are pretty small. Here with trusted advice to help you. You can email me, you can call me anytime. You can even speak with me while I'm recording my national radio show every Friday. I'm Kim Komando, and thanks for listening to this Komando On Demand podcast. And really, don't forget to share this really important information with your family members and friends. If you're not already, make sure that you subscribe to all my podcasts. There's Komando On Demand, which is what you just listen to. There's Tech News Today, perfect for your afternoon drive. Tech News This Week keeps you up to date in the whole tech race. And also my daily consumer tech updates. So this way you don't miss anything that goes on in the tech world. Simply head over to iTunes or Google Play and search using my last name. And you have to spell it the right way. Oh, not with a C, silly. That's Komando.